Yes, so the other thing that we're recording today. Right, no, the other thing, because there's another show after this. Welcome to The Industry is Doom. I am Mickey.
This is usually the first one we record, so I'm discombobulated, right? But also Blake.
That was my host.
I am Brent.
So it's been a bit since we've recorded stuff, and a lot of things have happened because, of course, that's how life keeps moving these days. But specifically, yesterday, Brexit was voted against, and today England decided not to toss out the government, thus proving that...
England did not decide.
Oh, okay. Parliament decided not to toss out the government.
Westminster!
A incredibly slim...
majority. Yeah.
An incredibly slim majority who yesterday spat in the Prime Minister's face and said, fuck your deal. Fuck you for saying it's the only deal possible, which is true. Fuck you for even trying, even though you did it so late and so badly. And they said all that yesterday, and then today they're like, we totally have confidence in you, madam.
It is incredible how little they have in terms of any idea of what to do, because they're pissed and they don't want this deal, but they don't know how to not do it.
As a descendant of recent Ulster unionists, I am so utterly disappointed in the DUP. And just, of course you need the backstop.
Yeah.
Otherwise you have a hard border and that violates the Good Friday Agreement and you can't have that.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have something different. No, you won't.
No, you won't.
No, you won't. No. You probably just won't.
Occurred because you won't.
I think them pursuing reunification is great.
It's easy to judge from afar.
Probably the easiest way.
And I think that's probably the best way to for everyone.
Yeah,
it just seems so obvious from here.
It's not even that hard. They just have to include in their constitution protections for both, and not be bitches about it.
Yeah.
It's that not be bitches about it that they don't seem to get.
No, I think, but right now, no, the main problem is just simply international trade rules, as I understand.
Oh, well, no, I mean, in terms of the...
The troubles coming back and shit?
No, the Irish unification.
Oh, no, that's going to happen if Brexit happens.
Oh, absolutely.
That's going to happen if hard Brexit happens,
yeah,
I should say.
But, it's forced them into a position where they have to put aside all their bullshit.
This is what's great, in a way. I think if unification happens, they'll actually be fine. I think enough time has probably passed, I'm hoping. But also, people have just been too unified now. There hasn't been a hard border. The internet is a thing.
Yeah.
People, it's been studied now, which kind of helps, I think.
Yeah.
May's deal is that there's a couple of things of, the power grid for the entire island is one...
Yeah,
utility.
It's still protected.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. And a lot of what she did was what any person who was trying to do a good job would do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But nobody's happy.
Yeah. It's because you're doing a lot of good things under an umbrella of a bad thing no one wants. It doesn't matter how many good it makes it especially insulting, I think, because it says, we could have done this at any point. We could have done these good things at any point, and it's just the willpower, and we only have that willpower because we fucked up and are trying to make a mistake acceptable instead of even owning the mistake, rolling that back, and then doing the good things regardless.
Yeah.
And they won't do that. And it's wow. Fuck you, eh? And how much money are they wasting on this?
It's even beyond all the money and the loss of industry and all of the stuff that, you hear all these British politicians talk about it, oh, no, it's a fantasy. America's not going to stop trading with us. Everyone who buys our goods now and that we buy their goods, they're going to want to still continue that, so they'll make it happen as soon as we're on our own. And it's no, not necessarily, because you've been behaving like you're wearing big pants, and they're a much larger block, and everyone else is kind of doing all right. And if you shattered, a lot of economic relationships and, seriously ruffle the Western world right now, no one's going to be in a mood for you.
Yeah. Everyone's all right.
And that's Canada. Yeah. That's a Canadian talking. There you go, mum.
Yeah, we are already in a very, mood. Because of the Americans and because of the Chinese.
Are we mad at the Chinese now?
Yeah, we're currently in kind of this weird legal dispute with them.
I'm far less mad about China than I am about Russia, and I don't know what that says about me.
No, China.
I'm suspect of it.
China doesn't do the same kind of things Russia does. China's more, more friendly about their subversions, or it's
our
like
listener just more, like our listener base just spiked like 500 people,
or they're more. So Russia,
500 Chinese people, just like the candidate for what's that fucking riding out in BC?
Oh God,
that's got to be for the national segment because that young lady just resigned. That's great. It's
too fucking stupid.
We've got to get to that. But back to
Brexit. So like where Russia will try to steal your election and co-opt the leader, China. So because one of their Chinese nationalists, Chinese nationals, was arrested based on fraud charges, they have since been in this, like, you arrest one of ours, we'll arrest one of yours,
mm-hmm.
with the Canadian government.
Mm-hmm.
And it has resulted recently in, there was a convicted drug trafficker,
mm-hmm.
and he had gotten, it was something like...
He smuggled a large amount of meth.
A ridiculous amount of meth. And he got a very light sentence. Like, a ridiculously light sentence. And then they turned around and went, oh, fuck it. No, we're gonna execute him. We're gonna execute him. Okay? And it's just the jump from, like, ridiculously light sentence for an enormous amount of meth.
An enormous amount of meth.
To, no, fuck it, we're gonna kill him. And it's like, oh, they're not... they may actually kill him. But... they probably just want our attention.
Nope. I've seen so much commentary saying, like, oh, how could they jump from, like, this, like, I think it was light. I think it was 15-year sentence.
Yeah.
In Chinese prison, which, you know, as far as light goes, yikes. But still.
Yeah, it's light for comparatively, a Chinese
for Chinese prison, for a Chinese drug offense of that magnitude. Yeah.
If you smuggle drugs into Asia, don't be surprised if you end up at the end of a noose.
I think they would have killed him regardless of this whole dispute. I honestly do. I think the publicity probably within China of this case, because I imagine it's heard of more there than here, which is kind of shocking because he's Canadian, but I did not hear about him until very recently.
No, it's true. That I think you're right, but I don't think they would have executed him after they decided on the 15 years. I think they would have gone the more Chinese route. Of making sure that 15 years became, oh, he died.
I don't know, because I think the Chinese people would probably, if that got up in the press at all, and there is not much press, but there is some.
Why would it get up
in
the press
internet and shit.
That some horrible Westerner smuggler died? Who gives a shit?
No, I'm not talking that. Like, no, that's not what I'm talking at all. Yeah. No. I'm saying the sentence, 15-year sentence.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying publication of that. I can see that sparking a public response in China where people are like, fuck that, fucking Canadian, who we're mad at right now, fucking foreigner, brings in an insane amount of meth. Well, Canada's over there whining about fentanyl, because that's fair, but China doesn't want to admit that that's fair. But I can totally see a Chinese, like, regular person being like, whoa, fuck that, and the government being like, that does seem unusually light and possibly corrupt, so let's retry him. Eliminate some extenuating circumstances that may have made for that light trial in fairness.
In that case, I'm very entertained by the concept of China listening to their people and just being like, shut up.
Wait a minute, what was that you said? To an extent. That's the thing. It happens everywhere in the world to an extent.
Yeah, oh, I know, but like, woof, China.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm not saying it happens to a great extent there. I'm not saying it happens to a great extent here, but obviously a much exponentially larger extent here. But it does happen there. You gotta quell the populace somehow. And sometimes on shit that doesn't matter to you, it's listening to them.
Right?
They don't give a fuck about a Canadian's life, one Canadian drug smuggler.
Oh, absolutely not. I just mean, like, but they know that maybe someone in Ottawa might.
They don't care about Ottawa. Why would they care about Ottawa?
To get Ottawa to stop pestering them so that they can go back to just making money without having to bother with politics.
They know Ottawa wants to make just as much money as they do. They're just, like, I'm sure that they're concerned about Huawei, but, like, Huawei's a lost cause because everyone thinks it's a Chinese spy agency right now.
It so is,
too. I know. It's hilarious. I hesitate to say this on the internet, but my sister, I'm sure Huawei knows this already, because my sister got a new phone.
Oh, God.
And she researches all of her things that she buys. Like, she's... Okay, you talked about militant lesbians on... Was that on the other show?
Yes.
That does seem like more of the other show topic. where you're talking about militant lesbians. you, not me, for the record on this show. She's a militant researcher, because she is the opposite of a militant consumer. She does not like to buy things until she's researched the fuck out of them, and still somehow managed to buy a Huawei phone. And she's telling me this by text through her Huawei phone, and I was like, fuck, now China has all my shit.
Yeah, now they know where I am.
But I've been to Japan, so they have my retinas and my thumbprints, so I'm already, you know, I'm already all over East Asia somewhere.
I had to explain that to someone once, because they were like, well, what does it matter? Because Apple gets all your stuff. And I'm like, yeah, but Apple's an American company. Theoretically, they have to adhere to American law. Mm-hmm. China doesn't give two fucks.
No, China gives absolutely no fucks. Hence why they're like, sure, execute that guy if it makes anyone happy.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, no, I... do you remember, I love bringing this up every now and then, because it's like one of those great things of like, oh, foresight. You remember back when Tim Hortons had a deal with CIBC?
There's a segue to Tim Hortons and CIBC out of this. I'm very excited.
Oh, right, God, now. Yeah. But they had a deal for a Tim Hortons credit card. And all you had to do to apply for it was put your details in the Huawei tablet installed into every Tim Hortons in Canada.
Amazing.
Sitting right there. Just give me your banking info.
And they're worried about anything now, like network related, after allowing that. That's hilarious. That essentially is a government access point.
Yeah, that's so fantastic. Just like, are you fucking... I'm not going to stand in line for coffee and give a foreign government my goddamn banking info for a credit card that gives me 5% off double doubles.
You know, a bunch of seniors did, though.
Oh, God, I'm sure they did. I'm sure that program is still running.
And yet I'm still more mad at Russia. And speaking of Russia, Brexit.
Yes, which is indeed a Russian platform.
Of course it is.
Duh.
Oh, and Trump might be operating on Russia's behalf, but that's for segment two. Might be.
Might be.
Oh, I guess by saying that's for segment two, I've given away again that we're recording the last segment of this show.
Yes, let's do segment three.
And I hope you air this... I hope you air this in the regular format, so it's completely fucked.
I don't edit this. We go...
Every week I'm surprised and appalled by that, and then I'm fine with it.
It has the beginning song and an end song and everything else in the middle.
I hope it's a good song. This tells you what an avid listener I am. I encourage you to be an avid listener.
I'm trying to remember the name.
I've just already heard it, you know.
It's a song about fucking...
Oh, I'm down with that.
It's by White Zombie, and it cuts off right before the explicit lyrics start.
I'm less down with that. Okay, so
yes.
Hard Brexit, or I think we're down to a few things. I'm very excited about this, by the way. You, and to point out to the audience that I'm pointing at my husband here, you were never into politics when we married.
Really, no.
And then... you know, Trump happened, and you got very interested in politics immediately.
I got scared because you got quiet, and you don't get quiet about politics.
I've probably mentioned on the show before that I banned politics talk from the house for a month.
Yeah, I know.
Me, I'm just like, sense. No, I was too freaked out. It was like, no talking about politics no talking about Trump, I mean, for a month. But then Brexit happened, and after the Scottish referendum, which of course you were excited about,
yes.
But Brexit happened, and you've just been, like, glued nonstop. We have, this household has been watching... like, British parliamentary television, you know, not infrequently lately.
Yeah, and it's far better in terms of parliamentary television than the American or Canadian.
It's small. It's far a small
better. It's because it's because very of the small, size.
And they scream at each other.
Well, there's a bunch of people, and it's very small. Of course they're going to scream at each other.
And I love that they have a perfect analogy for Britain.
Yeah.
Sitting on the throne.
He's great. What the fuck's his name again? The Speaker?
Yeah.
Oh, I love him so much.
He acts like a speaker should, where he's just like, why don't you shut the fuck up?
How do I not know his name right now? I'm so embarrassed.
He's so polite in his aggressiveness.
Yeah, he's perfect. He's Dickensian.
My phone was listening again. It went straight to British Speaker of the House.
That's not creepy.
And yet still not his name. John Bercow.
Telephone, why don't you do that when I talk to you?
Order.
Order.
Oh, no, I mean it's listening, like, all the time. I'll have a conversation about, like...
Hola.
We've talked about this. Like, we could talk about mutual funds right now. We could say mutual funds three times. I bet if we said mutual funds one more time, tomorrow I'll get an ad for mutual funds in my
Gmail. And
ceiling
fans.
I'll definitely get a Facebook sidebar ad about mutual funds.
Mutual
This is funds. Not a test.
What about heating fans?
Heating fans.
You sounded like Hodor right there.
Heating fans! Hodor heating fans!
This show is taking a turn.
But so is Brexit!
I can bring you back. This is great. So, yeah, no, everyone's got faith in her. She can do the job, despite them hating the deal.
Yeah, they don't know what the job is.
You know why?
But she can do it.
Because they don't have a Remainer leading the opposition.
Yeah, that's true.
They have Jeremy Corbyn, who's like, yourself. No, we'll do exactly the same thing, but very differently with people who say nothing else is possible, and they'll make all kinds of things possible.
By March. If it wasn't for the parliamentary system, you could become leader of England so easily just by running on like, no, fuck it, remain.
Yeah.
And the people would be like, yes, vote.
And if that's ever the case, and you know that's ever the case,
yeah,
then just fucking do it.
Yes.
And if you're still not competent and capable enough as a representative, elected representative, in a country that I don't even believe has gerrymandering, so they can't even bitch about that.
Yeah, like, because all of their sector or their regions and whatever are, like, ancient.
Like it or not, this one seems to represent you at least a little bit. You have a House of Lords, and you don't seem to be bitching loudly about that.
Yeah.
Neither do we about the Senate. But
although, I actually watched the Lords debate, and it was more heated than it has ever been. Like, usually,
I don't care, they're not elected. Fuck that noise.
No, but
fuck
it was
literal noise.
No, it was Lords. Interesting to watch it because it's the first time that body of people have actually started, like, they a lot more showed up that day.
Oh, how nice!
The Lords have come.
The Lords are here.
The Lords have deigned
it's
to grace
the same
us.
In our Senate, and fuck that noise too. We should talk about the Senate in every episode during the Canada segment.
Yeah,
we really
fuck
should.
The Senate.
What is your problem with the Senate?
Do we even have a Canada segment, or is it just... No, it's just local. It's like provincial, city,
yeah,
and Canada.
Because it's
God,
Canada.
We undervalue ourselves.
It's Canada.
I know, there's so few of us, and it's so
literally
big.
What is occurring
That's not
right
an
now.
Invitation, Russia or
the
America.
The RCMP and the natives are fighting.
Do you ever feel like
what
we're like the
it?
Meat in an invasion sandwich? Jesus Christ, I hate it when those two act up.
Yeah, you're protein, but you're not really the zest.
God, I feel like Poland.
That didn't end too well for that sausage.
That's what I was going to say. You never want to feel like Poland. That's not to malign Poland. I love Poland, but I don't want to be Poland.
Yeah, the Poles are great.
They
Other
are.
People have different opinions on the Poles, and that sometimes leads to problems.
I think it's less opinions on Poles and opinions on who should be living in Poland's living space.
So would you say Poland is a problem?
I think with us it's more like, whose resources should those be? Eventually, it's going to be whose fresh water should that be?
I think I need
not
more
for
pierogies.
Russia, Jesus, but for America.
Delicious pierogies, deep fried pierogies.
We've gotten so off topic again. So it's going to be hard Brexit, or it's going to be oh god, I hate that they all have agreed to call it the people's vote.
The people.
It's like the people's princess all over again. It's like nope, it's something meaningful, so we got to name it after the people.
Yeah, the people.
It's the people's.
The
people's
people.
Vote.
Because if we name it after one specific person, that shit's two classes.
The only reason I don't agree with the fucking so-called people's vote is that there should be some actual leadership where somebody looks at not just fucking polling data, but talks to every fucking expert who has really explicitly said, given the terms available,
yeah,
a no-deal crash-out Brexit is incredibly irresponsible and painful.
Yeah.
And you can't have another fucking deal. Does someone's dad have to show up? Someone's dad has to show up in Parliament and say, look, you can't have another deal. You only have what's on offer. And no, you're not talking to your co-parent. You're talking to your parent necessarily in this relationship at the moment. Because they have the final say right here.
I think that...
Whether they like it or not.
They literally
it's
are...
It's just the way it is.
Waiting for
in
the queen.
In this one moment.
Yeah. No, they literally are waiting for the queen
she
to show
She can't
up.
Do anything.
I know, but they think that she'll go, no.
I don't think so. I think that somebody actually thinks that they'll be able to negotiate a different deal. They've been told by 27 countries that they can.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I swear to God.
We can have Norway Plus. Norway won't fucking allow that.
Yeah.
That's not a thing that you can have. How is no one reminding you that it's been a long... I read a comment today where this guy was pissed because people keep talking about the UK during its empire days, and he's like, why does everyone keep comparing us to, like, early 20th century Britain? Like, why does everyone keep comparing us to the empire? We know we're not the empire. We know we're not that powerful anymore. But we're still a great country. We're still global Britain. We can still, like, lead our own way and negotiate our own trade deals. And everyone's like, no, if you fuck up the world economy, you can't. Everyone's gonna spank you for a little bit, you fucking asshole. Stop being so indulgent.
One century, they went from the richest empire to nothing.
No, but it's not even about that. That's not true. They've become an incredibly, incredibly strong part of the thing they're a part of already.
But like standing alone.
That they can't afford to crash out of.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're not the rich dad who didn't sign any kind of alimony or any kind of, what's that agreement? Prenuptial agreement.
Yes, prenup.
That would get you out of this scot-free. You either are paying the divorce sum, or you're just fucking taking it up the ass through life experience and loss of economics.
And they will take it up the ass.
And that'll shake the Western economy, and that's exactly what fucking Russia wants. And that's so irresponsible, and if no one in that fucking crowded parliament can make anything different happen, well, then you know what? They deserve it, but the rest of us don't.
Yeah.
And they don't even deserve it, because they deserve better representation.
Yeah.
It's poor leadership.
It's really annoying.
It's Nigel Farage.
It's not. It's past that. It's what?
No.
It's like 600 people, and no one can stand up and say, my God, a moment of necessity to have a national unity government.
No, it's just the S&P
did ask for
that. Thank you for Nicola Sturgeon.
But it was the separatists that asked for that, and so it could be taken seriously, which is sad. But it's the way it is.
Specifically, I mean, like, everyone's irresponsible there. No one's taking responsibility. This thing was set off by a guy who's primarily irresponsible.
No, but in quotes, irresponsible people are. The separatists have asked for a government of national unity because of this crisis. But they're separatists, so they're not allowed to ask for that.
Yeah. Well, okay, yeah.
Not because they're really not, but, you know, because it just won't wash.
No one with power has been responsible.
No.
Yeah.
Just the speaker.
Yeah, and he's doing his best.
Yeah.
But this was started irresponsibly. It's going to end irresponsibly. It is continuing because irresponsibility.
It is so hard to be Canadian.
The baby boomers
when Britain
are being
and
teenage.
America are shitting
yes,
the bed.
Globally, it's
we're not strong enough to maintain anything.
No, I know.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's being a middle power when you're just sitting there being like, you guys are fucking morons. I don't want to lose any of this. We'll probably not get as bad as any other... things aren't going to be too bad, but they won't be as good as they could have been if y'all fuckers didn't fuck them up.
They voted a majority to have... I can't believe a majority of these people, no matter how slim, voted to keep the current government.
Mm-hmm.
Considering they all voted how they did the day before.
Yeah.
But more importantly, that a majority of them voted across party lines that they objected strenuously and would not accept a no-deal Brexit.
Yeah.
We will not accept a no-deal Brexit. Well, then what deal will you accept?
We won't accept a deal.
Not the one that they're offering. Well, they're only offering that. Well, then we'll renegotiate. Well, Theresa May won't, so will you let her stay or will you kick her out and let someone else try? No, we'll keep her. But
so what do you want to do?
Complete political constipation.
And when is the deadline on this anyway?
March 29th, I believe.
Yeah, so we're very close. And for those who are unfamiliar, writing international trade law, it takes time!
This is why this is one of my earlier points of disdain for the DUP. The DUP rep on TV the other day.
Oh,
on the legitimately biased Channel 4, I'm sorry, but they're like the MSNBC of Britain.
Oh, of course. Like,
yeah. That's why I laughed so hard when I saw the description of bromance, because it said ITV2, and it's like, ITV2. Yes. Crap.
Yeah. This was... Oh, who the fuck was on Channel 4? DUP was talking with... oh, God, what's his fuckwit name there? The right-wing guy. The European Research Council guy. Rees-Mogg, Jacob Rees-Mogg, and this hilarious S&P chick.
What a name.
Oh, God, have you not... Oh, no.
He's like,
there's going to be a kitchen break very soon where we introduce you to this.
He sounds like an evil aristocrat married an ogre. Yeah. And this is the resulting child.
More like married like Jack Skellington.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not good.
Ew.
And then this DUP ruddy-faced Northern Irish looks like every member of my family guy gets up there and says on the telly... We'll have the same trade deals with America and the same trade relationship with America after, like, any kind of Brexit as we do now. And fucking Channel 4 guy and S&P lady were both like, that's demonstrably untrue. That's just a lie. We can show you that's a lie. How are you possibly saying that in good conscience? Are you just a dyed-in-the-wool Northern Irish unionist who will say anything to preserve your current relationship?
Fuck the Catholics!
Oh, it's not about that, though. I was explaining this to someone today about how it's like, people are like, how can it just be Protestant versus Catholic? Because that's ridiculous, because it's just Christianity and it's all the same. It's like, that's fucking true. But conveniently, it gives a label to an underlying conflict between unionists and nationalists.
It's like, a classist nationalist.
Well, between people who feel part British, so they feel like they're entitled to live there in that corner and to be part of the UK still.
Yeah.
Which is fair, considering their experience.
It's like, you've been here for centuries, they've been here for centuries.
But also the Irish side, where they're like, you invaded our country and occupied us and did terrible things here, and then we booted you out, and now we would like you gone from our island.
Yeah.
And that's fair, too.
Yeah.
And not everyone in Northern Ireland, like, holy shit, like, almost 50-50 that feel that way there, too. So it's
complicated.
It's so thorny, and they're willing to risk that.
Right? It's so, like, he's such a small voice from that area, because most of those people aren't willing to risk that.
No.
Just the dickheads.
Yeah, exactly.
But they're fucking it up for everyone. Yeah. Brexit, fucking it up for everyone.
But if you look at a lot of the devolved governments too, a lot of them have been retaken by the regional or like more independent local infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
Like SNP in Scotland, and there was a huge resurgence in
Northern Ireland because there's
like,
no government.
No, Wales.
Hasn't been for 2 or 3 years.
The Cloud Cymru or...
whatever, the Welsh National Party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had a resurgence. They didn't get to power, but like...
I don't remember if one of those guys was...
They had another, like...
I know you're in love with Nicola Sturgeon, though.
She is the only person speaking calmly, coolly, and looking at the facts and questioning the facts that she has in front of her and saying, okay, this isn't going to work. Let me tell you why it's going to work, and I'm not going to just spout bullshit.
But the only thing is, she has been the person on the opposite side of that exact statement in the eyes of people from England. Like, she's been advocating for Scottish independence, which in most of the UK is seen as lunacy.
But her Scottish independence is and this is part of the problem with Brexit, her Scottish independence is... understanding that you are a part of Europe, much stronger than any...
I'm aware of that, and I think the Scottish referendum was based on the premise that... Well, it was based on the premise that the UK would stay a part of the EU, because they were told that by the government of the day, which then called this fucking referendum and spat this shit down on
That's
everybody.
The problem. Yeah. Like, if you say...
But at the same time, she's a separatist, so the majority of people in the UK won't take her seriously, and it sucks that she's one of the only people who seems to be saying rational things about the EU relationship over there. This is the thing. I don't discount the voice of separatists even in our country. Like, there have been some eloquent separatists in this country. Not currently, thank God.
Yeah.
Not a one. None. Possibly negative a number.
In the past, they can do good things by pointing out the flaws in systems.
It's true. But they're not going to be heard by most people in the UK right now, population-wise. So it sucks. That's the only voice that we, as, like, outsiders looking in. And it's the same with America with Trump. It looks so clear from out here.
God,
maybe elections should only be held in neighboring countries.
That would upset the Tories since they're trying to...
or you have like a half vote.
Can you imagine if we got to vote...
Like a half
us in Mexico got to vote in America's government, but America and Russia got to vote in ours?
That would be terrifying. great for America because we'd
be. I would want to move to America like instantly.
We're going
to
give you what you deserve and what you need instead of what you want.
America with a Canadian government is like my dream come true.
It's great. It's just Jimmy.
That sounded super nationalist. That's not what I meant. No. In terms of, you know, rationality and leftistness. And that's talking, our government is nowhere near perfect.
No, but I could see, if it was handed up to Canadians, we would just install Jimmy Carter as president for life.
Of course.
Just be like, listen to the Obama, really,
America,
yeah,
would you?
Yeah, Vice President Michelle.
Yeah. Would America fault us for that these days? No. Have you seen Habitat for Humanity? No. Definitely not. I think that should take us home to segment one.
That truly should.
Because there's a lot of local stuff going on.
Fuck local stuff.
No, sure. I'm not talking local.
Oh,
the local stuff is nonsense, and we'll touch on that.
Yeah.
But I'm talking, like, national. There's some definite fun stuff.
There is.
Burnaby.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking of. They lost their candidate today.
The West is having fun.
They lost their candidate. What is it, Burnaby South? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I believe it's Burnaby South.
Jagmeet Singh is running, and unfortunately, it now looks like he's going to win.
Yeah, so they finally found him.
A little bit.
Yeah, they finally found him a riding where he'll probably actually win.
Only because the Liberal candidate knocked herself out of the running in hysterical fashion.
And BC loves supporting the NDP almost as a perpetual fuck you to the Liberals. It's what BC does.
Yeah. It's fair because their local Liberals, like their provincial Liberals, are essentially our provincial Liberals, I believe.
Yeah, they're more,
in which I mean conservatives.
Yeah, they're conservatives, but
with
like
a red jacket.
A red jacket and a twinge of gangsterism.
So they're actually ours aren't gangsters, they're just incompetent. Cronyism is our thing.
The Speaker of the House out there is currently under RCMP investigation.
Oh, yeah.
It had to be led out of the house by the cops. I'm good on that, thank you. But yeah, there's weird things going on in Burnaby and British Columbia in general.
As your only Chinese candidate, you should vote for me.
Yeah.
But this will fly in English media, absolutely.
It's great.
In BC, in this current climate.
Yeah. Oh my god.
That's great. It was branded racist immediately, which I was like, real?
Like,
but did she mean Chinese as a race? And then I was thinking, well, she means it as a linguistic group at least.
Yeah.
And then what else is she going to say? I meant it. No, I meant it in terms of, like, China. And people are like, so are you Canadian or Chinese? Who are you working for? This is not a good time for confusion on this issue. And there's no argument to win down that road.
Yeah,
so of course you got the boot, because it does seem racist or, you know...
It definitely
there's a word for
like,
this that's not racist, you know, ethnicist. I don't
like ethnocentric, I guess.
Linguist-centric.
You're trying to put this one thing forward, and it's like, I understand that you probably didn't mean it. Like
you would get lampooned if you said as the only Christian candidate.
It's insensitive.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. Like that's the thing. You end up sounding like the Canadian Heritage Party, where it's like, as a proper,
you would get
Christian,
massacred if you in a, even if it was a. I don't even think there is a majority Muslim neighborhood riding in this country that I'm aware of. There's probably a few that are close.
There's Sikh. There's Sikh ridings, not Muslim.
Okay, so if there was an election in a Sikh majority riding in this country, and one of the candidates was the only Sikh candidate, and he said, as your only Sikh candidate, I'm sure it would go down, you know, in various ways locally, but I'm fucking sure it wouldn't go down in various ways nationally. Holy shit, people would be like, nope, that's not in any way acceptable.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and I almost can't even hear a Sikh saying that, just because, like, that sounds like such an unseek thing to be like, hey, fuck those other people, because like one of the tenets of Sikhism is essentially just like take care of the world instead of fuck those other people,
the middle way.
Yeah, so that would be
that's
really
Buddhism,
really weird to hear. Yeah, but it's from the same like they're both from areas in India.
I'm not going to weigh in on Sikhism when I'm already about to like make fun of Jagmeet Singh.
For
reasons unrelated to his Sikhism.
Yeah, exactly. We're making fun of him for... No, we're making fun of the NDP being fucking foolish.
I do question the wearing of any religious garb in Parliament, which he has not done yet. But which he may have the opportunity to do now.
Yeah, well, he's...
I understand it's equally cultural and religious, but it's still... I value secularism a lot. And if you're gonna pull a, well, what about people who wear a cross or a crucifix? And I'm like, I'm gonna say visibly.
Yeah.
No, I think that's inappropriate in Parliament.
I think he should be allowed. I think you should
keep your beliefs to yourself and be a representative.
I think he should be allowed to carry his knife.
He's not?
No. You're only allowed on Parliament.
That's shocking. I would figure he is.
Security reasons.
Well, even still.
Yeah. But like
you're allowed on like airlines, I believe.
No, you have to stow the knife on airlines.
Oh, okay.
They have a special thing for that. But yeah, in government facilities, you're not allowed to carry it because there was, I believe, there was an RCMP officer who wanted to have it, and it's like, well, it doesn't match like regulation for weapons and shit like that.
Mm.
So he wasn't allowed to, and from there it comes down to like, well, you get to have a knife in Parliament, but the guy next to you doesn't get to have a knife in Parliament. It's one of those spirits of Parliament things.
I would say in terms of the turban, like, just because you mentioned the RCMP, I don't really feel I have a right to weigh in on it anyway, but for some reason I do for Parliament. But for the RCMP, I think that's fine. For all kinds of things, I think that's fine. I don't care about any other job.
Yeah.
But you're representing a district in our national parliament, and I just don't enjoy religion mixing with government for many reasons. And, you know, historically, people who have written constitutions generally haven't either. At least maybe...
In general?
Maybe that's my coloring of it, but I'm fine with that. It should be the one area, and I'm not going to go full current Quebec and be like, well, hold on, I'm not going to go full current Quebec and go like, you know, anyone who works in the public service, even if they're a nurse. I'm like, I don't care about that. Why the fuck do I care if my nurse is wearing a, what's, is it a hijab that's just the, yeah.
Yeah.
Hijab's, I don't care. Not at all. But in Parliament, and I know we're supposed to be celebrating it now because Americans are calling Trump motherfucker, which I do enjoy, while not wearing the hijab while their colleagues are, which I feel weird about because of my opposition to this. Mm. Oh, it's so fucking colored, too, because it's like criticizing a woman for what she's wearing, too, in that circumstance. I feel more comfortable criticizing Jagmeet Singh for, theoretically, in the future, as it looks like it's going to happen, wearing a turban in Parliament than I do criticizing a woman for wearing a hijab in Parliament.
My issue with him, though, is that he has not actually convinced me of anything.
Yeah.
Like...
I know, I just feel I have to make the religion point because I fear religion in public life, and it's a nuanced conversation. I don't even know if I...
Anybody can bring their beliefs to the table, as long as you don't throw them at me. Like, yeah. if you want to wear that, that's okay. If it's a job that would benefit from you being able to be visible, yes.
What if that religion hates a part of who you are? What if that religion, and I know not all members of religion, of course,
believe anything you want. You are allowed to believe anything.
I'm not saying Sikhism does. I don't know anything about Sikhs. I'm not pretending to.
I don't believe it explicitly does.
Then they're better than Christianity in that.
It's a very complicated. It's a warrior guardian religion, in which literally you're raised to. Like, imagine if Sparta cared about other people instead of Sparta. That's kind of what Sikhism is. Yeah. You're raised to be a warrior. Well, no, they're Spartans, but it's their job and responsibility on Earth to take care of other people.
Yeah.
So, Sikhs are supposed to, according to their religion, protect other people. And so they're all armed to protect other people. It's like this.
I already feel like I've got in trouble, so I shouldn't make a joke about how it sounds like a good idea to hire Sikhs as bodyguards then, because then I'll really get in trouble.
That's kind of why I'm really happy that the current defense minister is a Sikh, because it's just like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Harjeet Singh?
Oh, yeah.
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 He's Sikh, and he's literally like a war hero. And it's like, yeah, no, that makes complete fucking sense. He was raised to be a warrior. He became a war hero.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's in charge of war. Okay, cool.
Yeah, like you understand the concept. You worked with it. You get it.
It's this deep cultural...
Psychologically, okay. Like sociologically, like you understand
You know what? I don't feel comfortable weighing in for women's apparel, so I'm not going to weigh in for men's because it's just not
place.
I'm going to take that back.
I do have one question about that.
And it is just symbolism, so ultimately it shouldn't matter, but I also don't like portraits of the queen up and having to swear allegiance and shit. Like,
well, and here's
I have all kinds of issues.
Because it's a purely symbolic question. Mm. So, shit, I've forgotten his name. He wears turbans.
This is what I'm thinking, is I don't know even anyone else who does in Parliament, yeah. So obviously I can't let that have any impact on my decisions about Jagmeet Singh.
I feel like there may have been...
Plus he has a lot of other issues that, you know, I can have issues with.
Yeah,
and do, but...
But here's my question. The turbans he does wear...
How do you feel less about that, though?
Yeah. Are NDP orange. What are your feelings on him using a religious symbol to send a political message? Because it's always branded correctly.
If it's a color, a person wears a tie.
Yeah.
It's something you wear.
That's
obviously.
That's a very good point.
Like you're going to put the color on of your team.
So in that sense, it is a tie.
I think
a religious garb.
No, I think for
Whoa.
Him.
You are very good. Yeah, I guess you're right.
It would have to be varied on multiple occasions for me. Which I haven't seen, and I agree with.
Yeah, I think he literally just wears a couple of different shades.
Oh, I picture him in, like, a brilliant green one.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know what I will say?
Just a little sidestep from green.
No, if we're going to talk about what the man wears, we should talk for a second about what the man wears.
A suit.
Jagmeet Singh dresses well.
He wears more or less, like, the only thing I can describe them are as Trudeau suits. They're very fashionable.
Yeah.
They're very, very
They're
fitted.
Mid 70s.
He dresses better than Trudeau.
He does, but I think that's body type.
Ouch.
Well, no, yeah, nothing against Trudeau, but I just think Singh actually fills out a suit better than Trudeau.
I don't know. I honestly think he's more fashionable.
That would be really interesting.
I don't think that works as an NDP candidate.
No, it's too bougie.
Yeah, and it's not even fair. I like fashion, and I also, you know, I flirt with the left a lot.
But he needs to be way more proletariat than bougie.
Yeah, you're not going to get the environmentalists or the, like, unionists necessarily with that.
No. Well,
trade unionists.
Trade
time,
unionists,
not
yes.
Unionists.
I had a thought to revamp the entire Green Party of Canada.
Oh.
I'm excited about this.
And it doesn't include, what was that, holistic medicine?
No.
Whoa. What?
Oh, yeah. The Green Party officially support holistic medicine.
Explain holistic medicine, though.
Like.
Are you talking naturopaths or are you talking homeopathics?
Both.
Terrible.
Yes.
No, homeopathy is nonsense.
No, I was thinking Megan Leslie of Halifax, that was the NDP recently, is now working for the World Wildlife.
Oh, you were talking about her replacing Elizabeth May.
I was like, her, just take out Elizabeth May. Because, like, she cares about the environment, is on one of the coasts, is a very strong voice. I'm like, just get her out. Bring her in and, like, revamp the Green Party and, like, take all the good people from all the other parties and build something new.
I sometimes forget that the Green Party and Elizabeth May can be separated.
They should be. They should be.
It's one
of
the same.
Now, wait a minute, though. I've expressed an emotional opinion
climate
that
change.
I'm not quite comfortable
Green
with
Party
having.
Should be like,
so why are
I
you
know,
so anti Elizabeth May?
Because, I'm sorry, she's been in the game too long and has not gained any momentum at all in a political scene.
People said the exact same thing about Nancy Pelosi like 45 minutes ago.
Yeah, but...
They don't currently, but they did like
Canadians do not want to vote for a crazy American.
No, I'm talking to Brent personally here because he's on the Nancy Pelosi bandwagon right now.
I'm not on the Nancy Pelosi bandwagon.
I'm
not on the bandwagon.
Fuck off twice.
I'm not on a bandwagon. I'm happy that a person's standing up to someone else. I didn't care who it would be in that seat. I'm just happy somebody's like, why?
You wish Nancy Pelosi was your aunt. That's how much you
love
Nancy
hell
Pelosi.
Nicholas Sturgeon's my nah.
Nicholas Sturgeon's your stepmother. You wish. She's too young. Good. You get them there. But that was for segment 3/1. So
which one are we in?
I think this is segment National
okay.
Canada.
It,
We've gone off on the Green Party and the NDP. I feel like we should...
Yeah, we've crapped on them. Let's crap on America for a bit.
No, we are...
Or are we still crapping on...
Oh, no, America's last. We're still crapping on Canada. There's a bunch to crap on. We haven't even crapped on the Liberals.
There's just...
Provincially?
It's a bleh.
Oh, we got to them. Fuck.
It's so bleh.
No,
or actually, provincial and national. Scott Bryson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Surprised?
Yeah. No, not at all.
Is it just tired?
Like a person tired at a job?
I could see him going for decades more. I can see him leaving now.
Yeah, I can see him and his partner probably having a discussion of, do we want to go through another election? Well,
a lot of it, I think,
doing whatever God knows. Like,
yeah.
I can see that conversation easily. Like, I like it that it's easier for us to relate to that conversation.
Thank you.
There, you want to talk electing people from an emotional perspective? I like that there's a gay man in Parliament, and you're going to always vote from emotional comfort for one reason or another, and that can sometimes be a bad thing and an unfair thing and sometimes be a good thing. And it's hard to recognize that, obviously, and I admit that. I'm glad people disagree with Jagmeet Singh for a lot of reasons, because I think there is an undercurrent in this country that does, we have to actually own up, feel like they feel unfamiliar with him as a national figure who doesn't look like them. And I think that's sad, and I think that's really terrible, and I kind of wish he was a great candidate. Like, I think Obama succeeded because he didn't look like the necessary, like, numerical majority in America, but he was fantastic.
Yeah.
He
was a fantastic candidate.
He was very assertive about what his intentions were.
And I kind of think I think there's a level of people in this country who probably feel annoyed with the attention that Jagmeet Singh has gotten for being Sikh and for being a visible minority and still running for the leader of this country, because he's a legitimate bad candidate.
Yeah, he just isn't exciting.
He has not gotten any points across at all.
I've listened to him.
He's too polite, and that's coming from Canadian.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's too polite to represent Canada,
and I completely understand how they're like, don't offend anyone, but yeah, he's...
But also stand up.
Yeah, no one expects him to really get in someone's face. Like, when you see Trudeau smirk, you know that there is actually this... Under there, there's a really cruel person who, like, for good, is going to be a dickhead to dickheads.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he gets under Trump's skin and just worms. And worms. And it's like, yes, be a complete and utter fucking shithead to that person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you can just see it in that grin of like, ha, what? No, it's okay. What are you bothered?
And anyone listening who's like, but it has to be about policy. Show me what policy the NDP has that's far to the left and implementable from what the Liberals have. Like, I want the Liberals to be a little more to the left on the environment? God, yes.
Yeah.
Do I want them to actually stick by their fucking promises when it comes to our voting systems? Yeah, yes. I do.
Yeah.
Are you offering anything really more than that? Not that I can fucking tell.
No, the NDP just go, that's not good enough,
yeah,
and we'll do it better.
And if you're going to say that, you have to have a charismatic leader. You keep, like, begging for Jack Layton. Like, you know what? We actually all remember where we were when Jack Layton died. That's actually a moment for a cynical people like us. We actually remember that. We've talked about this. Jagmeet Singh, of course he's no Jack Layton, because he was a once-in-a-lifetime figure.
Yeah.
So you've got to have some policy.
Exactly.
Or at least a candidate who's super charismatic, and you're up against Trudeau, so that's canceled out. You don't really have one. You just have a guy who looks like he should be super charismatic.
Yeah, they should have followed up with either, like, a vapid charisma bomb, or someone who... was just a technocrat.
You know what? Someone old and grizzled and super environmental and, like, super left.
Oh, they needed Ed. They needed Ed Broadbent. Again. For, like, the 50th
time. There's no one that I can remember from the NDP leadership convention that I would have supported.
Yeah.
They needed
just,
Megan Leslie. Megan Leslie could have actually...
No.
Megan, I love you. You follow me on Twitter. I'm sure you probably do listen to local podcasts.
So you didn't listen to this local podcast.
Now, Megan's ineffective. Megan's always been ineffective.
Well, she's NDP.
Yeah.
They're not meant to be effective.
She's meant to go around on a scooter in cute tights and, yeah, during pride parades and hand out candy. She is as much a mascot as, like, Fat Apollo and Theodore the Tugboat.
But then make your mascots do what you want them to do.
Then they're not a politician.
Sometimes I get mad about the splintering on the left. Most of the time I don't care, but, like, it is an outlet for our leftist impulses. That, like, I want a lot of my leftist impulses actually implemented into policy, which is why I'm happy the liberals do some of those.
I was watching...
But I would want to vote NDP.
Yeah.
At a lot of points in my life, I would want to. But you're right, they're all ineffectual as fuck, because they embrace all of our leftist impulses.
Yeah.
Not just the good ones.
But all of them.
I was watching...
Or none of them half the time. You can never tell. Sometimes they're business NDP.
No, it's true. And then and you don't know until suddenly they're in and giving a third of a billion dollars to a weapons contractor. And it's like, oh, I had no idea you would do that. You know, like Dexter and Irving.
If you think of Irving as a weapons contractor.
I know, but you have to, like, if you step back, it's like, what was the
contract
for?
That's only because
for?
I spend so much time weapons. In New Brunswick, so I just think of Irving as Lord and Master.
Yeah. Oh, I know. But no, like, I think of them as a weapons contractor.
I got really, really... Whenever anyone asks me why I get so mad about the NDP provincially here, it has to do with corporate welfare, always in my head.
Oh, God,
it's
yes.
always about corporate welfare. I really just feel like if you're going to be the NDP, the one thing you can't do is... The two things you can't do. You can't give money to corporations to move jobs here. You can't bribe companies. That's not what money... That's not what public money is for. You know how I know that? Because I'm the kind of person who votes NDP provincially sometimes. Or did.
Yeah, did.
And then you criticize rent control at a time when I was young and struggling and trying to pay rent in this city.
Right.
And that would have gone over very well. But more importantly, you gave fucking companies money instead of actually investing it in healthcare, you asshats. Fuck. And they're like, it is for the greater goods. It brings jobs here. I'm like, call centers are not jobs.
Yeah, call centers are not jobs. And Irving has already sold off the rights to build most of those ships to other conglomerates and shit so that they just reap the profits and no one builds crap here. Yay!
I'm less mad at Irving, although I'm always mad at Irving. I'm less mad at them than I am at provincial representatives here that just don't have any imagination.
Yeah.
Because you criticize provincial representatives here, and I know this from experience, and they will tell you, well, what's your idea to make things better? And I'm like, I don't have one yet! That's why I haven't run for office!
Yeah.
You're supposed to have something. What's your fucking idea? Because you're doing exactly what the guy two times ago did.
Yeah.
Because you criticized the guy right before you.
Oh, speaking
desperately,
of,
despite the fact that really you would have made the same decision.
Speaking of, it's been found that yet again the province spent a hell of a lot of money on the Yarmouth Ferry. And apparently,
fuck right off. We're going to have to take a break after the Yarmouth Ferry discussion because I'm going to get real riled up.
Yeah, because it's been shown that in the budget that they approved but didn't read, we are paying for the American border security that have to, like,
at
check
least someone is getting paid in the American.
What the
same
fuck?
Thing
yeah,
happens.
I mean,
same thing happens
in
Britain,
right?
Same thing in ferries are
it's
issues.
Just, Jesus fucking
issues,
Christ.
It's right here, and we're paying border guards when border guards
and
are
being paid.
In a
ferry we don't need. No one takes that fucking boat.
I don't know. A number of people from the South Shore have told me we need the ferry. Fuck off! We don't need the ferry.
Here,
you do.
Here,
and I know I just
this.
Said benefit society and blah blah, but not through bribing.
Watch this.
Not through this. This is too much. And it's too...
I'm
ransom.
From the
it's
South
ransom.
Shore. I was born in Yarmouth. We don't need the fucking ferry.
You don't live in Yarmouth. You didn't vote for Pam Mood. You wouldn't live in Yarmouth and you wouldn't vote for Pam Mood.
I wouldn't vote for Pam Mood. So yeah, like, that's a moot point.
I like that you didn't say you wouldn't live in Yarmouth, because then a bunch of people would have written you off as elitist and we would have lost, like, what, 4% of our vast audience?
Oh, no.
Yarmouth, can you hear me?
Yarmouth, can you hear me?
But no.
If Yarmouth can hear me, I'd like them to write me at, what am I?
Heyfaggot@gmail.com.
Am I really? Was that available?
I had to change a couple of words, so I think it's, like, faggot with a zero. I haven't actually checked in a while.
We should put some links below this.
Oh!
I
really should.
I'll check the email. I'm emotionally vulnerable. This is a great idea for me.
I bet it's just filled with ads for, like, Viagra.
That, which is funny, because I'm erect nearly all the time.
I see your point.
That was really good!
Oh god, I just almost cough laughed. That was really good.
I think I've had I can't do the fairy. I think I've had enough of this segment. I think we should take a brief break, and so should our listeners.
That is the first time he has ever said he can't do a fairy.
That's not true. I've dated some really, really, really effeminate men, and once in a while you're just like, I'm sorry, but I just need one of those cuddly bears from the last show. Not you. You're all manly as all get out.
I'm Lionheart. You in a dress, I'm Lionheart from the Care Bears. I know where I am.
Care Bears. You do make a pretty lady sometimes.
What was with the elephant Care Bear?
Four, three, two, one.